Well, since its inception a number of weeks ago, this program has taken on board the issue of Lyme disease. Much misunderstood, yet unknown numbers of people in this country are suffering from it, and more importantly, many misdiagnosed or not diagnosed at all. Happily, their case has been taken on, I have to say, primarily by the opposition party, Fianna Fáil, without getting much reaction from the Minister for Health. My next guest is Fianna Fáil TD for Sligo Leitrim, Eamon Scanlon, who has yet again raised the issue with the Minister for Health, as he has been doing really for the best part of a year. Deputy Scanlon, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, George.
Now, for people joining us who haven't heard previous programmes about Lyme disease, why are you raising this with the Minister for Health?
Well, first of all, I think there's a lack of awareness out there, as far as I can see. And I have to admit that some of the people suffering from this disease had a peaceful rally on the 3rd of May 2017 outside the Dáil. Up to that stage, I hadn't even heard of the disease, quite honestly. We went out and met the people there, and I was shocked to see some of my own neighbours there who suffer from this disease, who I hadn't known about. Following that, Mark McSharry and myself set up a meeting within the Dáil to for all politicians, senators and TDs to come to the to a room to discuss the issue, where people who suffered from the disease were there. Professor Lambert, who is very much au fait with this disease.
I was there for that, yeah.
Yes, and it went very well, and it did create a great awareness at that time, because it was a very well attended meeting. Subsequent to that, I have to say that we had a meeting this week in the Dáil, Mark and myself. It's a cross-party meeting to set up a committee just to push this case forward, because there's a great lack of awareness out there of this disease.
You see, why your work is so important here, listeners on the radio might be saying, why is George and Deputy Scanlon talking about this? There's tons of diseases out there. You see, you're making the most important point. This is hugely misunderstood. And I have to say, the HSE are hugely complicit in the lack of misunderstandings. They're essentially saying Ireland doesn't have a Lyme disease problem. Because they say that, GPs believe there isn't a problem. And as you, in your press statement, alluded to, the bulk of GPs don't understand Lyme disease either.
They don't, and I just want to say that I suppose it's a very underdiagnosed disease in this country. And what I was calling it, and it's a disease that can be easily treated. It can be treated with antibiotics, but the quicker...
In the early stages,
that's the key. The key is that this is diagnosed early, and that's why I called on the minister last week in the Dáil to set up a lab within some of our hospitals in this country. And we have fine hospitals and physicians and everything else that can do this test, to set it up in this country so people can, the sample can be sent to a hospital in this country and it can be diagnosed very quickly.
But Deputy Scanlon, it's interesting again you talk about a lab. Like, because as you say, we got tons of labs in this country. So again, because I'm speaking for the listeners, the listener is saying, well, why is there a problem with the labs? We have a test. Now, Professor Lambert, John Lambert, who is a professor of infectious diseases at the Mater, Professor Lambert made the point to me that our test, the Irish test, only looks at 50% of the possibilities. And he made a very telling point to me. He said, would you bring your wife for a cancer test if they told you it only checks 50% of the possibilities? So what people are doing is they're going abroad, isn't it? So
that's
what's
quite
happening?
Quite right. To get 100% diagnosis, from my understanding, I'm not a medical person, but the sample is sent to Germany, of all places. And that's apparently where it can be definitely diagnosed as it is Lyme's disease or it's not Lyme's disease. But we need that facility in Ireland.
Yeah, but Deputy Scanlon, where you're very important, and I applaud the work you're doing, and I remember my guest, Deputy Scanlon, represents Sligo Leitrim, Eamon Scanlon does, but he's really representing sufferers of Lyme disease all over Ireland. Why this is so important, and why I actually appeal to you, with also, of course, Deputy McSharry, to keep up the good work, is because the last time this was raised, or previous time raised in the Dáil, the Minister for Health set his face against any changes in testing. I mean, you've got a struggle on your hands here, Deputy, I put to you.
Oh, there's no question about that, but the greater the awareness, it'll leave our job much easier. And the Minister has, I believe, in his response last week in the Dáil, is beginning to recognise that there is a problem here and that we need to deal with it. And he has said that there's a study being carried out at the moment in relation to this for his department, and when he should have the results of that very, very soon. I think there is a change of mood here.
But if the study is carried out by the HSE, who are already saying there is no problem, that the test is not a problem, the HSE has essentially set its face against any changes. And the chief executive of the HSE, admittedly in relation to a different disease, but talked about people as emotional terrorists. Now, if we get the people that you represent, and I mean sufferers from Lyme disease, they're being told by their doctors there are hysterical. There's nothing wrong with them. Some of them are actually being diagnosed with MS when in fact they have Lyme disease.
That's very true, and it comes back again to awareness and that the medical profession is fully aware of what's happening out there. Like this disease is in America. It's not just in Ireland. It's all over the world. And
may I say about America, I mean, Americans have suddenly become aware because Jimmy Walker, one of the top 10 golfers in the world, has Lyme disease.
Yes.
And then his wife, Erin, gets Lyme disease. Now, what you've discovered, I know, also when you started and your neighbours were turning up,
yeah,
it is happening within families.
It is, yes.
Now, how do a brother and sister get it, or a husband and wife? The HSE have given us no answers on that.
No, and I am aware of a brother and sister, actually. They were,
right,
they were at that rally that day, who I know very well in a professional capacity, who suffer from Lyme's disease as well. And I suppose the diagnosis is difficult enough because it does affect, it's more of a flu type disease. It affects the muscles, the joints. You know, pain
well,
in
Jimmy
the joints.
You're right. Jimmy Walker was saying, like, for weeks he was trying to play golf and he thought he had the flu. And in fact, it was only when he got a diagnosis that what he had was Lyme disease. He thought he had the flu. So therefore, if you go into your doctor, Deputy Scanlon, and you go into your doctor and you present with what apparently are flu symptoms, and he's not up to speed on Lyme disease, he's just going to say, off you go, here's a few aspirin.
Yeah,
isn't that the case?
Well, I suppose that's what's been happening, George. And
yeah,
that's why we're trying to create an awareness out there to that the medical profession would be maybe more acceptable to the possibility of Lyme's disease.
All right. But Deputy Scanlon, we have had you, we've had Deputy Mark McSharry, we've also had, you'll remind me who Micheál Martin's running mate in Cork is, your finance spokesperson.
Michael McGrath
raised the question with the minister on a previous occasion. He was dismissed by the Minister for Health. Are Fianna Fáil the only people getting exercised about this? Although I have to confess, Deputy Healy Ray in Killarney was also concerned,
yes,
about it. But why do you think it's a Fianna Fáil issue?
Well, it shouldn't be a Fianna Fáil
issue.
No,
exactly. But why is it?
I don't know. I spoke with Mary Harris, the chairperson of TikTok.
This is the action group for Lyme disease.
Yeah, and we had her in the Dáil during the week. And she tells me that it's possible that there could be up to 2,000 people in Ireland,
yes,
with this disease. But it comes back to the testing again. I believe it comes back to the testing, and the testing should be available in this country. And I think if we had that, we'd have quicker diagnosis and quicker treatments.
But why we are getting more awareness in other countries, Ada's against Jimmy Walker, I mentioned.
Yes.
In Britain, you had Matt Dawson, who captained England and the British and Irish Lions rugby teams. He got a heart attack and diagnosed with Lyme disease. So suddenly in other countries, high profile, God forbid we should get high profile people together, we shouldn't need that. But until the HSE and the minister do something about it, and we need you, I have to say, Deputy Scanlon, you know, I'm not blowing smoke up any orifice here, but this is there are thousands of people out there who are unrecognised. Can you imagine what it must be like for those people to be suffering on a daily basis and to be told they're hysterical?
Well, that's very, very... That should not happen, George, in all fairness.
And that's why they need you.
And it is a debilitating disease as well. As I said, it affects the joints, it affects the muscles. It's like it can affect long-term the nervous system. So that's why I say it is crucial that it is.
You know, yeah, and the reason the charity is called TikTok is because, of course, it's transmitted by ticks that invariably come very often, for instance, from the deers in things like Jimmy Walker got it because obviously he's a golfer, so he's wandering around fields and the rough and everything playing golf and likely to pick it up. What he doesn't know and what his wife doesn't know, how did his wife get it? She wasn't playing golf.
No.
So how did the brother and the sister get it? There are questions we need answers to.
There are, and I can't answer those questions, George. I can't answer.
Yeah, but you can ask the question why we don't get the answer.
Absolutely. Now, when I raised the issue with the minister during the week, he confirmed that a study is underway to examine how Ireland is dealing with Lyme disease compared to other countries. So hopefully that's hopefully that will give us some opportunity to progress, first of all, the lab issue and try and establish how or why partners or brothers or sisters or husbands and wives can get this disease.
And my guest, I want to reiterate, because what he's doing is very important, is Deputy Eamon Scanlon, Fianna Fáil TD for Sligo Leitrim. There is an important thing here, though, that increasingly, as a deputy in Dáil Éireann, hasn't in recent years, the difficulty of getting real answers to questions, hasn't it become more difficult? Hasn't the job of a deputy in Dáil Éireann getting answers to questions more difficult?
Oh, there's no question about that, and particularly in relation to health, because what happens is you ask a question of the minister, it's referred off to HSE, and you know, you wait for a certain length of time for an answer to come back, and it can be vague, quite honestly.
Well, that's what happened to Deputy McGrath, the Cork Fianna Fáil deputy. Deputy, the minister read out a prepared statement from the HSE. Yeah. I don't think he understood a single word written in the answer, but he just glibly trotted it out. If a transition year student handed it up as homework, he'd got a fail mark.
That's for sure. And look at... It's happened in other departments too, George.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but health is very, very important.
But I know you don't want Deputy Healy Ray mentioned, but he's not in your constituency, so you can rest easy in your bed. But he also raised an interesting point in the Dáil on this issue, which to me made sense. If these ticks come from deer, and we know that nobody denies that, then in the Phoenix Park or Killarney National Park, which would be his neck of the woods, shouldn't there be a sign saying that it is possible that you may get infected by a tick from deer in this area? If so, go to your doctor. No?
Well, look at it. We don't want to have all the parks of the country closed up either because, you know...
close them.
No.
You've used the word awareness.
Absolutely.
Ten times.
Yes.
So far.
Yes.
All we are in agreement is awareness.
Awareness, yes. Look, that's true. And the brother and sister that I know has it, they're in the forestry business. So,
exactly.
So it all goes back to that. But look, it's an urban and rural disease as well.
Absolutely. But what we do know, it's interesting now, because you've just told me about the brother and sister forestry. I had a person on the programme a number of weeks ago engaged in that area as well. So Jimmy Walker playing golf in Phoebes and so on. Yeah. Like, and the thing is, if we raise awareness. So somebody has a tick, they think, could be Lyme disease. That's actually all we're asking, isn't it?
Oh, that's all
we're
asking.
And then secondly, all we're asking is that there is a legitimate test in a laboratory in this country which can confirm or not the presence of Lyme disease. Isn't that all we're
asking? That's absolutely what we're looking for. That do, let the, let, make, have the awareness out there that people know that this can happen. And secondly, that the medical profession, if they have any doubts whatsoever or suspicions, that we have some place in this country where the test can be carried out successfully.
But the Minister for Health in Dáil Éireann, when he last read a statement, he categorically denied that the Irish test was fallacious.
Everybody accepts, really and truly.
Except
the Minister for Health at the moment. But he is, in fairness to him, he is changing his mind, I feel, anyway, going on his response in the Dáil to me last
week. Just tell me, finally, you've got an all-party group together. That's very exciting,
yes.
I think.
It is, yeah. And I have to say, in fairness, Mark McSharry and myself arranged the meeting, as it happened. We had representation from Fine Gael, from Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, the Independents, and we have the names of all those people, and they're all willing to partake in this committee to push on and advance the cause of the people suffering from this.
Right, so the meeting was on Wednesday, meeting on Wednesday of an all-party group. So you're hoping this is going to move along now?
Absolutely, and the more we have involved and the more noise we make about it, like you, George, and I know you're very interested in this and that you have supported this group very much over the last number, particularly over the last 2 years. The more awareness we can create, the more people we talk to about it, the more times we raise it in the Dáil, I think it will advance.
Well, I think, having spoken to so many sufferers of Lyme disease in this country, whole families devastated by this. Imagine being told you had MS and then suddenly you realise, I haven't got MS, I have something called Lyme disease, and if only somebody had looked at it or diagnosed it or there was a lab test. Or people who have to spend hard-earned cash to go to Germany to get a test to confirm what should be confirmed in this country. What we have in Deputy Scanlon is what I think Dáil representation is all about, is actually taking up the cudgels on behalf of people who do not have a voice. And I, for one, would like to congratulate Deputy Eamon Scanlon, Fianna Fáil TD for Sligo Leitrim, for doing that, and more importantly, for coming in to me and talking about it. Deputy Scanlon, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, George.